This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks for joining us. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has criticized a U.S. court ruling that calls for the disbursement of a part of Iran's frozen assets to families of Americans killed in the 1983 Beirut bombing. Addressing a joint news conference with his Macedonian counterpart, Zarif said Tehran will seek reparations if the U.S. administration, which is responsible for preservation of Iranian funds, tries to plunder them. The top Iranian diplomat said Tehran does not recognize the politically motivated verdict. He added that the ruling, which amounts to misappropriation of Iranian assets, runs counter to international law. In response to a question regarding the Iranian anger, a U.S. government spokesman welcomed the Supreme Court ruling on the asset freeze.
The decision by the court marries very closely with our own statements when the legislation was passed back in 2012, and we were supportive of the court's decision. As for what Iran may or may not do, they can speak to that, but we stand by our position with respect to the kinds of suffering.
John Kirby said the U.S. court decision was in defense of Americans who were killed in the Beirut bombing, which he blamed on Iran. Tehran has already rejected that allegation. It has also warned that the ruling would put in jeopardy the nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 group, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. To discuss that a bit further, I'm joined by Dr. Kaveh Farasyabi, who is an author and political scientist, and he's joining us live now from Boston. Dr. Farasyabi, as always, thanks for joining us. How do you feel about this entire case?
Well, I think that the Foreign Minister Zarif is absolutely correct on calling this ruling as contrary to international law, and his views are in fact shared by a number of American international law experts. Case in point, just a couple of days ago, there was an opinion article in the New York Times by two prominent American law professors categorically stating that the Supreme Court ruling is against international law, specifically one of the basic tenets of international law, which is the doctrine of sovereign immunity. And the U.S. Congress has trashed that concept, and now the U.S. Supreme Court has put a seal of legitimacy on it, allowing the basic plunder of Iranian asset under the guise of law. And this in turn raises the question of what about, you know, justice for the victims of the Iranian passenger airplane that was shot in cold blood by the U.S., or the thousands of victims of Iranian victims of chemical attack by the Iraqis with the complicity of the U.S. and other Western governments, because we know for a fact that the U.S. provided coordinates for the Iraqi chemical attacks on the Iranians, and there are some upwards of 20,000 victims of chemical attacks living in Iran today who have a legitimate case to bring multi-billion dollar lawsuits against the U.S. So this ruling really opens a Pandora's box, is likely to backfire on the U.S. itself. It privileges itself with absolute sovereign immunity in other countries' courts, and yet allows itself the green light to go after other nations' assets with impunity.
So then, Dr. Farasyabi, what is the goal then with the U.S. government supporting the Supreme Court ruling? Because at this time, when the JCPOA is meant to be implemented by the other side, now we're seeing such cases coming up.
Well, unfortunately, it's out of the hands of the executive branch. There is a collusion between the legislative branch, the U.S. Congress, and the Supreme Court. And in fact, there is a minority opinion in that case that questions the seizing of the authority of the court by the Congress. And that is shared by many international law experts as well, as I said. But, you know, the train has left the station. And right now, these hungry hyenas, the plaintiffs and their attorneys, are just waiting for time before a judge decides on how to share the pie and disperse these billions of dollars of the Iranian asset. And as Justice Ginsburg herself, who wrote the opinion for this infamous ruling, said, this involves multiple cases, not just one case, which means that, you know, other rulings with respect to 9/11 and so forth adversely affecting Iran are in the wings, and very soon, you know, there'll be, you know, they will be eyeing Iran's asset not just in the U.S. but also in Europe and elsewhere. And this is a really bad omen, and Iran needs to go beyond rhetorical condemnation and take effective countermeasures.
As a final thought, then, Dr. Afrasiabi, how much worse are things about to get? You've said that already they may be eyeing other assets as well. Do you think that this is not the last of this sort of thing?
No, I unfortunately think that it's only the beginning of a very bad and ominous chapter that will rub off on the nuclear deal as well, partly because of the sea of anger that it has generated in Iran, rightly so, over this open heist of the Iranian asset under the guise of law. And, you know, the U.S. government has now backed this ruling, which means that there is no opposition, political opposition whatsoever to it, and to what is going to come as the next waves of, you know, this kind of heist in the future.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But as always, Dr. Afrasiabi, we, of course, appreciate your insight.